The red vestment that I'm wearing was a gift from my father's parents. Shortly after I was ordained, my grandfather, who was from Alabama, and I think the first Catholics that he ever met were priests that I went to school with, said to me after I was ordained, he said, "Well, do you need another vestment? Or do you want another vestment? Now, you've known me for almost 4 years. Do you think there's any chance that I would say no to that statement?" I said, "Actually, I could use a red vestment. I don't have a red vestment." He said, "Well, order a red vestment. Let that be the gift from me and your grandmother." So the good Baptist from Alabama, living in Statesville, North Carolina, gave his priest grandson this beautiful red vestment. And it's a gift from one who loved me. It is a gift that reminds me of who I am as a priest of Jesus Christ. It is a gift that reminds me that I have work to do as a priest of Jesus Christ. And it is a gift that helps me to stand before you as a sign of the kingdom of God and the presence of Christ the Savior. It is amazing that fabric and thread can say so many things. Yesterday, I was at the graduation ceremony at Wingate University. I really wish that I could be at all of the graduation ceremonies of the young people in the parish. But the Lord, in His wisdom, gave the gift of bilocation to St. Padre Pio and not to me. But the graduates, they come to the ceremony dressed in caps and in gowns. They come to the ceremony dressed in signs of their achievements, but the graduates well know, and the faculty well knows, and the teachers well know, and the parents well know, and the grandparents well know that their achievement is not only theirs. It is a gift from the sacrifice of parents and grandparents and teachers and administrators and classmates. The caps and gowns that the graduates wear are signs of the sacrifice of people who love them. The caps and the gowns remind these graduates of who they are. The caps and the gowns remind them that they have work to do. It is amazing that fabric and thread can say so many things. Receive this white garment as a sign of your Christian dignity. It is a gift from the one who has loved you from all eternity. It is a sign that the all-powerful Father and the crucified and risen Lord have sent the Holy Spirit upon you. It is amazing that fabric and cloth and thread can say so many things. On the Feast of Pentecost, we celebrate the great gift of the Holy Spirit. The gift of the love of the Father and the Son is given to you and to me in the waters of baptism. The gift of the Holy Spirit is given to you and to me in the waters of baptism, in the anointing of confirmation, and in every celebration of the sacraments. The gift of the Holy Spirit is given to you and to me to remind us who we are. The Holy Spirit reminds us that each of us is a beloved child of the Most High God. More precious than fabric and thread is the gift of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit reminds us that we have work to do. We have the holy work of building the kingdom of God and the reign of Christ the Savior in this community. The Holy Spirit strengthens us to do the work that we have been given. We are not simply told that we have work to do and then abandoned. The Holy Spirit carries out His work through us. The Holy Spirit invites us to be part of the work that He is doing. The Holy Spirit reminds us who we are. The Holy Spirit reminds us that we have work to do. The Holy Spirit strengthens us to stand before the world as a sign of the presence of God. We are not made of fabric and thread, but by the power of the Holy Spirit, you and I become like St. Matthias, like the other apostles, like Dimphna, whose feast day would be today. You and I become witnesses to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And we proclaim with our lives the mighty works of God. Amen.